ओम शांति। द टॉपिक आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक ऑन टुडे इज मेथड टू एक्यूमुलेट स्पिरिचुअल इनकम और स्पिरिचुअल वेल्थ। They say that in life, three things are very important. And if we know how to use them well, then we are most successful in life. But usually we don't use them well. What are those three things? One is our time. Time. Second is the physical strength in the body. Physically, I'm talking about the world. Physical strength. And the third is money. So time, physical strength or energy, and wealth. And it's very interesting to see that how we have these things, but then at different times. When one is young, a small child, he has all the physical energy, so much physical energy. He's running around here, there, you know, little children, they run around here and there. So much physical energy they have. And the mother is after them, trying to catch them. And some children are so hyperactive that they can't sit quietly even for 1 second. So a lot of physical energy. And secondly, they have a lot of time too. So much time, nothing else to do. Just run around, play, that's all. But the third thing, wealth, they don't have. They have no money. Their little children have no money until parents give them something. So physical energy and time is a lot in little children, but no money. But as they grow up, they start earning. They know how to earn. They start getting money. So what happens? They do get the wealth. Wealth, they are able to accumulate. And they have a lot of physical energy too. But then no time. You find many people who will say, I have no time. I have no time. Money is plenty, energy is plenty, but no time. Little children have lots of time, lots of energy, but no money. And middle-aged people, lots of energy, lots of money, but no time. And when one gets old, what happens? Lots of money. Money is no problem because they've accumulated a lot of money in their life. And lots of time because now they're retired. But no physical strength. They say, what to do? My knees are paining, I have joint pain, I have this pain, I have that pain, you know. Can't do anything, I can't carry anything, I can't, they keep complaining about their body whole day. So no health or no physical strength, but money, yes, and lots of time, yes, because now they are retired, no? But we as Baba's children, what will we say? Whether someone is young, someone is middle-aged, somebody is old. But will we say that we have all the three or no? In whichever age we are, because we are not comparing it with that physical wealth anymore. Even if somebody may not have enough physical wealth, but if he has a lot of spiritual knowledge, the knowledge is considered to be wealth. Knowledge is wealth. And we know how to use our time in a worthwhile way. Although people say they have no time, but then over 60 to 80% of time they are wasting in gossip, in waste thoughts, in waste acts, and that time they don't know how to utilize in the best way. And here Baba says, don't waste your time in waste thoughts, waste words, waste actions, thinking about others, you know, so many things, so much time we waste in them, in so many things. And therefore at every step we are accumulating multi-million times income. At every step, whether it is in the form of physical energy, mental energy, spiritual energy, because these are three things. So energy, physical, mental and spiritual. Wealth also, physical, mental, spiritual. And time also. Time is not just this time, because this clock will keep on ticking. Even if you are not doing anything, this time will not wait for you. The clock won't stop ticking if you are not doing anything. Even whether you are doing it or not, this clock will continue to move. The needles of the clock will continue to move, because time keeps moving. You can't bring back time. You can't tell time to wait. So time is clicking every second. But then Baba tells us that every second of the confluence age is so precious that it is equivalent to so much time, maybe of golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age. 1 second could be equivalent to 1 year of the cycle. So how precious a life of Sangam Yuga is. And Dadi Janki was very lovingly saying this morning in the Peace Park that there is so much at Sangam Yuga. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go to golden age or are you happy here? What do you think? Those who think that yes, we are very, very, very happy here, even if golden age doesn't come, and if this Sangam Yuga continues, you are very happy. Raise your hand. Why Shambhai not raising your hand? Thinking. See, everyone is raising. Raise your hand. Look back. See everyone. Shambhai, see behind. Yes. So if Sangam Yuga continues and continues and golden age doesn't come, are you happy? Will you be happy or you want this to, well, Kali Yuga to finish? What do you think? You're happy? So if you're happy, raise your hand again. And those who think, no, I'm fed up of this world, fed up of this life, fed up of everything, and I want golden age to come soon, I want to return home soon. Those who think in this way, raise your hand. Oh, a few are raising. Acha, okay. But if we have really earned our spiritual income, we don't mind anything. Whether I leave the body right now, even then I don't mind. If I continue for another 10 years, 20 years, I don't mind. I don't mind anything. I leave it to Baba. Baba, it's up to you. Whether you take me now or you take me after 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, I don't mind. Those who think in this way, I don't mind, they raise their hand. Oh, now more hands are raised. Yes, because at every step, at every moment, we can earn multi-millions. Because Baba has given us the four subjects: spiritual knowledge, yoga, meditation, Raj Yoga. Third is inculcation of divine virtues. And fourth is godly service. These are our four subjects. And actually, in each of these subjects, we are earning. Like Baba said in today's Murli too, that in every Murli, he usually says in different ways, that every point of spiritual knowledge is worth millions. You may say rupees or dollars or euros or whatever the currency of your country may be, but millions, uncountable. So every jewel of knowledge which Baba is imparting to us, the Murli, is so valuable. Actually, you cannot value it with wealth, with that physical money at all. And the more we are able to accumulate these treasures of knowledge, the more we can feel that we are very rich. You know, people in the world, they cannot speak any spiritual knowledge. I sometimes wonder, when people meet each other, what is their conversation about? Either it is conversation on politics, conversation on business, conversation on family matters, conversation on health, whatever. There are so many subjects in the world. But no one talks about spiritual knowledge. No one talks about soul or supreme soul or world cycle or karma. You know, nobody talks. Why? Because they don't have the knowledge. Even if you tell them, they are not ready to listen. If you tell them that knowledge of soul and supreme soul is very important in life, they say, what is the need? No need. Why know about the soul? Why know about the supreme soul? No need. We say, why not? Why? What do you mean no need? They say, even if you say soul, supreme soul, but actually we have to do good actions and that we are already doing, so no problem. No need to know about soul and supreme soul. But it is so wrong to think in this way. Because without the knowledge of soul and supreme soul, you cannot do good karma. Good karma is not possible without the knowledge of soul and supreme soul. Why? Because any action performed in body consciousness, committed in body consciousness, will definitely indulge in vices, will lead to vices. Because body consciousness leads to lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, prejudice, hatred, jealousy, all these different vices will come because of body consciousness. And when we have the knowledge of the soul, then we know that we have to perform every action in soul conscious state. See myself as a soul, see the others as souls, as brothers and children of one Supreme Father. And with that consciousness, if we are acting, if we are working, then all our actions will be righteous. So without the knowledge of soul and supreme soul, no action is righteous. Yes, in golden age, although knowledge of soul and supreme soul will not be there, but then all the actions are righteous in a natural way. We won't call them righteous too. They are just neutral actions. They are neither righteous nor are they vicious or impure, but they are just naturally pure actions because we carry these sanskars from the confluence age. So they are not called righteous actions. We are not accumulating anything there. We are just consuming, using up. And that is why whatever income we earn at this time, in golden age, in silver age, we are only consuming, using. We are not adding anything more. But it's also used up in a natural way. We don't even realize that we are consuming, we are using up. It's only when we come in copper age that the body consciousness begins. Then we start realizing, oh, we have lost our purity, we have lost our peace, we have lost our love, we have lost our happiness, we have lost our health. You know, we have lost. So, knowledge, spiritual knowledge of soul, supreme soul, and also knowledge of karma, knowledge of time. All this knowledge is such precious knowledge which helps us to accumulate our spiritual income. And every action done in a soul conscious state becomes a righteous action. Every action done in the remembrance of Baba becomes a righteous action. Any action done with the soul conscious attitude, seeing others as souls, becomes a righteous action. And this way we accumulate. So knowledge leads to accumulation of spiritual wealth or spiritual income. Because we are not only using our time in a worthwhile way, but we are using our energy also in a worthwhile way. The physical energy, the mental energy, the spiritual energy, all is being used in a worthwhile way. And when it's used in a worthwhile way, actually we are accumulating. And when we are not using in a worthwhile way, we are actually losing. You know, because when we are using in a worthwhile way, it is like an investment. You invest in a business. So at that time it is like giving. You are investing something in a business. Or you are depositing something in a bank. So at that time you are actually giving to the bank. No? You are not, it's not in your hands anymore. You give it to the cashier and he deposits it in your account. You are investing in some business. And you know it's going to pay a lot in the future. So that time you're actually giving. But you know, it is not giving, it is an investment for multi-million fold, maybe later on, or if not multi-million, at least 100-fold, 1,000-fold in the future. But then, that is possible only when we are realizing that yes, it will come back. But then we see that if the spiritual knowledge isn't there, then our physical energy, our mental energy, our spiritual energy, we are not really investing. We are losing. Because every action we do, there's always some worry. What will happen? We are not only worried about the future, but we're also worried about the past. This happened, that happened, and we waste so much of our time thinking about the past, thinking about the future, and not using the present in a worthwhile way. No. There are many people who only think about the past, or who think only about the future, but the present they are not using in the best way possible. That is why there's a saying, no? Past is history, forget it. Yes, forget it, but yes, learn from it. No, you have learned. If whatever happened wasn't good, you learn from it so that you don't repeat it. But don't think of it too much. So past is history. Forget it or learn from it. Future is a mystery. You don't know. But present is a gift. Make the best use of it. But although Baba tells us that we are now Trikaldarshis, our past has also been very good. Maybe this life's past may not have been very good. Not that everyone's has been very good. It's not necessary because last birth of the cycle, so may not have been very good. But then, the 21 lives we lived in golden age and silver age were so good, so beautiful, so lovely. And then after that we were worshipped for 63 births. And even at the confluence stage, Baba says, you are seeing your own worship-worthy forms being worshipped. Yes. Who are Lakshmi Narayan? Who are Radhe Krishna? Who are Ram Sita? Who are the goddesses? They are all being worshipped today and they are our worship-worthy forms. So we are seeing our own worship-worthy form being worshipped. And therefore, our past has been very good, our future is going to be very good, our present is also very good. Because at this time we are using everything in a worthwhile way. So spiritual knowledge helps us to see the three aspects of time and enjoy or really feel how good our past has been. Enjoy and feel how good our future is going to be. And of course, present is a gift for us because it's a time to accumulate. And therefore we do not waste it anymore. And then Baba says, remember me. In every murli, he tells us this, he reminds us. In today's murli, it was so beautiful, Baba said, can a child ever forget the father? Can a wife ever forget her husband? How can she forget her husband? So if a child can't forget the father, if the wife can't forget the husband, how can you forget Baba? No, because Baba is your father, Baba is your beloved, he is your bridegroom, you're all brides. So how can you forget? So even if you think in this way, you will not forget. Sometimes say, how to remember. Actually it should be how to forget, no, not how to remember. Because you can't forget who we are and whose we are. And why we are. So what is meditation? What is yoga? Baba says, don't say the word yoga. Just say remembrance. And therefore for that Baba says, at every step be aware, what are your thoughts? Where is your mind going? What are you thinking? And if it is going astray, apply the three dots. The three dots, you know, very often we tell to people who are, to whom we are teaching what meditation is, we say that, you know, when you have a local call, you want to call somebody, it's a local call, you may have a number, you know, in your mobile, you dial. But then if it is a distance call, but it is in your country itself, it's a distance call, then you have to dial a zero before that. If it's only a local call in your town, then you don't have to dial zero. But then if it's outside, then you have to dial a zero, but it is within your country. So it's 10. And when you dial a zero, what happens, all the local lines are disconnected, and then the other numbers to connect with that country, with that city code. So zero is very important in order to disconnect from the local calls. But if it is an international call, then you have to have another zero, double zero. Because single zero is only for your country. But if it's an international call for another country, then you have to dial another zero, two zeros. So, Baba also says, so when you say the second zero, then all the national lines are also cut off or disconnected, and then the code number of that country, you connect. So if you want to connect to Paramdham, to Baba, what do you have to do? You have, Baba says, dial three zeros. Two zeros is only for this world, but three zeros for dialing to Paramdham. What are those three zeros? First zero, I am a soul. So the moment you dial, I am a soul, what happens? The local lines cut off. What do you mean local lines cut off? It means when I say I am a soul, then all the bodily relationships, the remembrance of bodily relationships finishes, because I am a soul. My brother, my sister, my father, my mother, my uncle, my auntie, my in-laws, my this, my that, finishes. I'm a soul. Soul doesn't have all these relationships, in-laws and all that, children and all that. I'm a soul. So the local lines are cut off in the sense as a soul, bodily relationships can be forgotten very easily. But then what happens? Bodily relationships, okay, easily forgotten. But then, objects, this, that are also remembered. So I'm the child of God. So when I say I'm a soul, the possessions, this is mine, that is mine, finishes. And when I say I'm the child of God, then everything else also finishes. Because I, the soul, and the child of God, child of the Supreme Soul, Baba has sent me, God has sent me in this world, and God will take me back. So nothing of this world belongs to me. I brought nothing and I will take nothing with me. All this will remain here itself. So when I think of myself as a soul and I'm the child of the Supreme Soul, my connection is only with Baba and none other. Of course, with souls I do have connection in the sense I'm living in this world. I'm not away. I have the body, so it's there. But I'm not at all pulled. I'm not at all attached. I'm not at all distracted or disturbed by all that. And therefore, knowledge of soul and Supreme Soul are the two zeros. And the third zero, what is the third zero? What is the third zero? Baba says drama. So when Baba says drama, it really means, third zero means not remembering the past or the future. This is to understand the drama or to apply the third zero. Because whenever the question comes, why this, how this, when this, what this, Baba says drama. When you say drama, then no questions arise at all. Usually questions arise only when we forget the drama. That's why you'll often see in each Murli, it's like that. You know, Baba raises a question, raises something, this happens. And then Baba says drama. How Baba, some children are stepchildren, they disobey Baba, they do disservice, they do this, they do that, you know, all the wrong things they do. But then after that, Baba will say, drama. It's their part. What can you do? We come down the ladder, somebody may say, why do we come down the ladder? Why does Kali Yuga come? Why don't we stay in Satyuga only all the time? Why does hell come? There should be heaven all the time in this world. Why is there sorrow? There should be no sorrow at all in the world. And what does Baba say? Don't ask questions. This is drama. Because we have questions. Why? It's just like you go to watch a movie. Well, everything is fixed. The whole film, the whole story is there. It's nothing new is coming up. But we don't know the story. And therefore, you know, when parents take little children to watch a movie, and little children are very curious, very inquisitive. Say, mommy, why is he doing like that? Mommy, why is he doing that? Mommy, daddy, you know, they say, mommy, this. So the parents, they don't want the children to disturb. Child, keep quiet, keep quiet. Just watch, just watch. Don't ask. Because even parents don't know why they are doing like that. No? They don't know the story. And therefore just watch. This is a play, this is a game, this is a drama, this is a film. So we see this in an unlimited way. Everything is a game, everything is a play, everything is a film. And once we say it's a film, it's already shot. Nothing new is going to be added. As many times you see, nothing new is going to be added. But then Baba says, the knowledge of the drama has to be used in a very, very right way, not in the wrong way. It's just like you want to use a knife. One side is blunt, the other side is sharp. So you should know how to use a knife. We use the knife to cut something. But if you use it the other way around, you'll cut your finger. You should know how to use it well. So drama knowledge is also like that. It should be used only after the action is performed, not before the action. Because if you think before, oh, I had done this, I don't know what will happen now, I don't know, you know, I don't know, I don't know, then you'll be only questioning. And after it has happened, if you again question, okay, why this happened, why that happened, even then, no answer. But drama is like a full stop. But don't use drama before the action. Use it after the action, because even for the future, you don't have to raise any questions. But where it comes to performing actions, you have to perform actions because this is a field of actions. But then use this third zero only in emergency. Otherwise use knowledge of soul and supreme soul. But if you are remembering our past too much, thinking of the future too much, say drama. Because everything is beneficial. Nothing in this drama is unbeneficial. And nothing is new. And therefore, by saying drama, your mind is quietened. Everything is beneficial and nothing is new. You have experienced it many times before. And therefore, something is experienced many times before. You're not afraid of it at all. There's no fear at all. And once we know how to apply these three dots, we are also accumulating. If we would not have applied these three dots, how much of our energy would have been wasted? How much of our time would have been wasted? And maybe a lot of our wealth would have been wasted too. And therefore Baba says, just remember Baba. Don't think of anything else. And Baba is there to help you. Don't worry. Give your worries to Baba. Baba will take care. That's why Baba says, children don't know how to use me. Baba is there to take your load, take your weight, take your burden. Give it to him instead of worrying over anything. But yes, do the right action. Don't think of the fruit. This is what it means. Give your worries to Baba in the sense, you do the right action and then the result will definitely be good. We don't have to worry. And we know that everything in this drama is very, very beneficial. And therefore Baba says, give your worries to me. Become light. So what is meditation? Remembering Baba and giving your worries to Baba. That's meditation. That's remembrance. And then dharana, when Baba says dharana, each virtue which we inculcate, each virtue with which we perform actions also enables us to accumulate our spiritual income. For example, tolerance. Now someone said something to me which I did not like. I can react. But no, Baba says, tolerate. What he did is his karma. What I will do will be my karma. So I don't have to react. But then tolerance does not mean that I take in the sorrow and then don't react. That's not tolerance too. I don't take sorrow at all. I don't take it. If I take sorrow, it is again not tolerance. Therefore, Baba gives the example of the urchin, someone taking a stone and throwing at a mango tree, when the mango tree in return gives a mango, even though it has been hit by a stone. Because that tree has mangoes. And that boy who had a stone, he had stones, he didn't have mangoes. So whatever anyone has, that's what he will give. So that person who has been speaking ill to me or whatever, that's what he has, so what can he do? It's not his fault. But I have peace, I have love, I have happiness, and therefore I have to give that, what I have. If someone doesn't have something, how can he give it? But I have, because I have accumulated it from Baba. And I have because it belongs to me, these virtues belong to me. So once I have that thought that, yes, I am a peaceful soul, I am a lawful soul, I am a blissful soul, so why can't I be tolerant? I can be. But I'm not taking in the sorrow. If I take in sorrow, I take sorrow, it's not tolerance. Because if I take sorrow means I have lost my happiness, I've lost my peace, I've lost my joy, I've lost all that because now I am a sorrowful soul. So tolerance includes all the virtues, all the values of life, or you can say all the qualities of the soul. But yes, when it comes to facing a situation, we are not tolerating. We have to face a particular situation. So when it's a person, tolerate. But when it's a situation, face it with that determination, with the faith. Yes, whatever will happen will be very good. Face that situation. Don't worry. Don't question. So how the inculcation of divine virtues also enables us to accumulate a spiritual income. We are applying the three dots. That helps us to not waste our thoughts, words, actions. And now with the help of our divine virtues, how we are accumulating, because we are doing the right actions. Otherwise we do wrong actions and we have to repent so much. You know how much time we waste in repentance? How much time we waste in regretting what we did? That's what is a very beautiful saying, you know. A wrong judgment leads to a bad experience, is a saying. Maybe you judged something wrongly. It wasn't right judgment. And the result wasn't good because the judgment was wrong. A wrong judgment leads to a bad experience. But let that bad experience lead you to a good judgment. Don't give the wrong or bad judgment all the time. It was an experience which you got because of the wrong judgment, but then that was such a great treasure which you accumulated. The experience was a great treasure. The experience was a great income. You know, many people, they say, when somebody had grey hair, and he or he will say, you know, my grey hair have not come just like that. It is because of my experience. Grey hair means that much experience. So as you grow older, you do get the grey hair, but then that is also leading to your vast experience in life. And when you have that vast experience in life, you will not make mistakes again. You have the experience. But experience is not necessarily your own experience. It can be the experience of others as well. If somebody tells me, don't put your finger in the fire, it will burn. You say, no, I have no experience, let me try. Will you go and try and put your finger in the fire to get the experience of how it burns? You don't have to. You don't need to. Because somebody else's experience is also an experience. You know, many people tell us when we give knowledge to family people, householders, so they tell us, well, you are a Kumari, you don't have experience of what household life is. How do you have experience? You say, not necessarily our own experience. We get the information from all the householders, they tell about their experiences. So even that is part of our experience, why not? What you see with your eyes, what you hear, what you read, you know, all that becomes part of experience because that does become part of your sanskars, no? But sometimes we don't want to experience all that, so we say, okay, you hear from one ear and take it out from the other ear. Maybe you're seeing, but see and don't see, hear and don't hear if you don't want that experience. Don't even think about it. But other experiences in life, we do know that they are part of life. And okay, even in this life I may not have any experience, but the soul has come down, you know, since 84 births. What a vast experience every soul must be having of 84 births. All that has been merged in our sanskars, it is there. You know, nowadays in India there is a very interesting, you know, in one channel, TV channel, there's a young little boy. He's just 5 and a half, less than 6 years old. And any question you ask him on any subject, he answers. It's a very, very popular program in these TV channels in India, very popular. He's so young, so very small, and he's not very, you know, for 6 years old, he's not that tall also, very short too. But how intelligent he is. Any question of any part of the world, anything you ask him, and even before the question is completed, he answers. He's so clever. How did he get that? His father, his grandfather, nobody's educated. Not that much. Not at all. And he doesn't even know how to read and write much. He's in first class, first standard of school. Maybe just learning to read and write. But any question of the world he can answer. It's very interesting. And people are crazy after that show, you know, on the television. And everywhere people are inviting him. Even the big stars are inviting him, even the big politicians are inviting him. He was born in a small village somewhere in Haryana. Small little village where nothing was there. But that soul has the experience of how many births in him. It's not this birth's experience at all. And then the one who interviews him, supposing he asks him about any country, how many countries are next to that country? So somebody asked him, which are the 3 countries next to that country? He said, no, there are only 2 countries, not 3 countries, immediately he'll say. You know, and then the interviewer asked him, have you been there? He says, I don't have a passport. I don't have a passport. So that's the answer he gives. Any question you ask him, he has ready-made answer for that. So, these are sanskars of the past lives. In this life, no experience. But surely that soul has the experience. So, let us not say, oh, I don't know. No, the soul has vast experience. And as Baba's children, we have the knowledge of the 3 aspects of time. And being in the present, we can see the past and the future, how Baba sees. You know, the other day Baba was told by the seniors, Baba, you come to Golden Age and enjoy Diwali with us. Then Baba said, okay, I will watch from above. I will watch you all, but I won't participate. But Baba has experience, hasn't he? Hasn't he the experience, although he doesn't participate? How he talks about Golden Age in such a beautiful way. Has he the experience of Golden Age? No, but he has the knowledge of the three aspects of time. So at every step we are accumulating, we are accumulating. And what about the fourth subject, service, service? Baba says, whatever you receive, you have to share with everyone. And these treasures of knowledge, of yoga, of dharana, they are such, the more you share, the more rich you become in them. And therefore Baba says, even everything you have to share. There's nothing to hide. Nothing to hide at all. If you are hiding something, then definitely there is something wrong. Usually what you hide when it is something wrong. If it is something right, don't hide, share it. Show it, why not? It's meant for everyone, not only for you. You know, on the path of bhakti, the guru will tell a mantra to his disciple in his ear. And then he will tell him, don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone. And Baba exposes those gurus. Those gurus have some 5-6 mantras and that's what they tell everyone. But how to, you know, because they don't have anything more to tell, so they'll say, don't tell anybody, because if some people tell each other, then, oh, he told me also the same thing. He told me also the same thing. So it'll be exposed, and therefore they say, don't tell anybody. And here what does Baba say? Tell everyone, God has come. Give God's introduction to everyone. Give the knowledge of the three aspects of time to everyone. Open the third eye of every soul. And then sometimes Baba says, even Dadi Janki says, Baba told her once that, you know, she was having breakfast. Baba told her, Sakar, Baba told her, child, did you serve anyone today? She said, no, Baba. How can you eat without serving anyone? And since that day, she never eats anything without serving anyone. First she will serve and then she will eat anything. When sister comes to the office every day, immediately after Murli, she'll come to the office, I want to do email. I said, go and have breakfast and come. No, 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 Baba says you have to serve first and then you should eat. So let me serve this soul first through email and then I will go and eat. I don't want to have breakfast before serving anybody. So this is the speciality. So whatever we have to serve. Nothing belongs to me anyway. It's Baba's. Knowledge is Baba, meditation is Baba's, dharana is Baba's. So if at every step the thought of serving is there, giving is there, sharing is there, and so at every step we are accumulating. But if we are holding, you know, Dr. Satish Gupta often says, if we are holding, if we are misers, if we are stingy, then we get these heart attacks. Why? Because there are blockages. Because we are holding. We are not giving. So if we are holding, then all the physical problems come. But if we are sharing, then the blessings which come from souls, that makes us fly. And this is what Baba is saying. That is why at every step we are earning multi-million income. Yes? So how rich are you? How rich are you? Very rich or little rich? Or very, very rich? How much? How rich are you? Very, 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 very. How many times very, very, very? So let us experience that richness right now. Because I've been told to finish by 5 to 7, Dadi Janki is coming, and I finish now. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.